When I arrive for my interview with the Prime Minister of Albania, he is painting. His paints, water and brushes spread out over his prime ministerial desk. So it's like a seascape, I ask, peering at an abstract turquoise watercolour. I don't know. It's what the hand does, says the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Edi Rama, the son of a sculptor who made many of the statues of the former communist dictator Enver Hoxha, keeps painting through our interview. He paints through meetings too, he says. Helps keep him sane. The walls around us are covered with wallpaper he's had made out of his cryptic, multicoloured doodles, as he calls them himself. 6'5", he started out as a professional basketball player and made the national team when he was still a teenager. But even that was about art. In the communist years, sport was one of the few ways you got to travel and see the 20th century paintings in Western museums. When he became mayor of Tirana, he had the dreary communist tenement blocks painted blue, red, yellow, pink, purple and green. So it might be surprising that Edi Rama's most vehement opponents are artists. Every day for just over a year, actors, theatre directors, writers and so on have been demonstrating in the centre of Tirana against Rama's plan to demolish the Italian futurist Art Deco national and experimental theatres. They were built by the Italians immediately after they seized Albania in 1939. It was Mussolini's autarky period when he was replacing imports with things he could find in Italy, and the theatres were built with an experimental cement mixed with poplar pulp and seaweed. Albania doesn't have many old buildings. Enver Hoxha destroyed the mosques and the churches. But isn't it a bit strange to be making such an effort to save buildings built by Albania's fascist conquerors? This is why you keep some buildings, says one of the demonstrators, the architect Kreshnik Mirjani, as markers of our history. But also, says Mirjani, the demolition will create a domino process and will lose the entire historical centre of the city. The European Heritage Organisation Europa Nostra, the Albanian president and the head of the EU delegation in Albania, agree this is a heritage site of great cultural and architectural importance. To which Edi Rama at one point retorted that they should perhaps, for good measure, also preserve the underpants of the septuagenarian Albanian actress Violeta Manushi, now deceased. We can't afford to keep this graveyard of history in the middle of the city, Rama tells me. Not everything that is old is worth maintaining. Danish architecture firm Big has been chosen to build the new theatre. It's going to cost a lot, but the government isn't going to pay a single Albanian lek. A construction firm called Fuchsia that Rama has worked with on numerous occasions in the past is going to pay for it. In exchange, it will receive 5,000 square metres of state-owned land in the centre of Tirana, plus another 2,000 belonging to the municipality. Objections from the latter have been overridden thanks to a special law, nicknamed the Fuchsia Law, specifically passed in order to get the deal through. In the cafe of the 24-storey Plaza Hotel, built while Rama was mayor, a few metres from and completely dwarfing the old arches of the tomb of an Ottoman pasha, I meet up with Albana Vokshi, opposition member of parliament, where she chairs the Cultural Affairs Committee. She tells me Fuchsia plans to build 6 skyscrapers on the land they'll receive and will make, according to her calculations, €205 million profit. Of course, there is something that connects this Fuchsia company with the government, she says. So you believe this is a corrupt deal, I ask her. Absolutely, she says. To which Rama replied the following. The procedure has been reviewed by the European Commission and is in line with the legislation and all the rules of procedure. No one knows when the demolition will take place. It could be any day now. Many of the protesters have said they'll block the bulldozers with their bodies. Meanwhile, protest against Edi Rama is widening. Protesters even tried to force their way into the office where I interviewed him. Will Edi Rama's premiership survive this National Theatre scandal, or will a piece of art in cement and seaweed be the downfall of the artist Prime Minister? John Lawrenson, DW, Tirana.